Hey everyone, how are you today? I hope you're doing amazing because today I have something super special for you. Yes, you've probably heard about the Mona Lisa, right? That tiny painting that everyone in the world seems to know about. But here's the big question. Why is it so famous? Why does everyone talk about it? And oh, do you know how much it's worth? Let me tell you. The Mona Lisa is literally priceless. Yep, you heard it right. No amount of money in the world could buy it. But why? What's so special about it? That's what we're going to talk about today. And listen carefully, because it's perfect for your English listening and speaking practice. So improve your English while we uncover this mystery. Let's go back 500 years to the year 1503. There was a man named Leonardo da Vinci, and oh my God, this man was not just smart. He was a genius. Like literally, the kind of genius you only read about in history books. Leonardo wasn't just a painter. Oh no, no, no. He was an engineer, scientist, architect, sculptor, and even a cartographer, a map maker. He studied astronomy, stars, anatomy, the human body, botany, plants, and even paleontology, fossils. I mean, how can one person know so much? This guy could literally do everything. Now let's talk about the Mona Lisa, the painting that made Leonardo da Vinci the most famous artist in the world. Did you know it took him 14 years to complete this painting? 14 years. Can you imagine? And here's something crazy. He spent 12 years just painting her lips. Yes, you heard that right. 12 whole years on her smile. Now, why did it take so long? Well, the Mona Lisa has this mysterious smile that's not just happy or sad. Sometimes it looks like she's smiling softly. Other times it looks like she's hiding a secret. Her expression changes depending on your mood and the angle you look at her. Isn't that wild? Leonardo was obsessed with making her look perfect. He wanted her to look alive, and that's why he worked on every tiny detail. Her eyes, her hair, her skin, and especially her lips. People say her smile is like magic because it's so mysterious. But wait, here's the next mystery. Who is the Mona Lisa? The truth is, no one knows for sure. Some say she was a real woman named Lisa Gherardini, the wife of a rich merchant. Others believe she was just someone Leonardo imagined. And here's a wild theory. Some people think. The Mona Lisa is actually a self-portrait of Leonardo as a woman. Crazy, right? Now let me give you some juicy details about the painting. 1. The eyes. Her eyes seem to follow you wherever you go. It's like she's watching you, no matter where you stand. Creepy? Maybe. Cool? Definitely. 2. The background. If you look closely, the background of the painting is mysterious too. It's not a real place, but it looks like a dreamy, magical world. 3. The smile. Her smile is the biggest mystery. Is she happy? Sad? Secretive? That's why people call it the most mysterious smile in the world. Now let's talk about one of the wildest events in the history of the Mona Lisa. The time it was stolen. Yes, you heard that right. The Mona Lisa was once taken from its home, and believe it or not, this theft is actually what made it famous. Crazy, isn't it? Let's dive into the story and uncover all the drama behind it. First, let's answer an important question. Why is the Mona Lisa in France, not Italy? Leonardo da Vinci was Italian, so why didn't he keep his painting in Italy? Well, here's the story. In the last years of his life, Leonardo da Vinci moved to France. He was invited by the French king, Francis I, who admired his work and wanted him to live in the royal court. Francis I gave Leonardo a beautiful home near the Loire Valley, where Leonardo spent his final years. When Leonardo passed away in 1519, the Mona Lisa stayed in France. The French royal family kept it, and later it became part of the Louvre Museum in Paris, where it still is today. Now let's get to the juicy part, the theft. This happened in 1911, over 100 years ago. Back then, the Mona Lisa was just one of many paintings in the Louvre. Sure, it was admired, but it wasn't as famous as it is now. So why was it stolen? The thief was a man named Vincenzo Perugia, an Italian handyman who worked at the Louvre. He believed the Mona Lisa belonged to Italy, not France. Perugia thought the painting had been stolen by the French and wanted to bring it back to his homeland. One morning, Perugia hid inside the museum. When the Louvre was closed, he sneaked into the room where the Mona Lisa was displayed, took the painting off the wall, hid it under his coat, and walked out. That's it. No alarms, no guards chasing him. Nothing. When the news broke that the Mona Lisa was missing, people went crazy. The theft was front page news all over the world. Even though the painting wasn't super famous at the time, the mystery of the theft made everyone want to know more about it. What's even stranger is that after the painting was stolen, people started visiting the Louvre just to see the empty space where it had hung. Imagine that. A blank wall was attracting crowds of people. For 2 years, the Mona Lisa was missing. No one knew where it was or who had taken it. During this time, many famous people were suspected of stealing it, including the artist Pablo Picasso. Yes, really. But in 1913, Perugia was caught trying to sell the Mona Lisa to an art dealer in Italy. The dealer immediately realized the painting was the real Mona Lisa and called the police. Perugia was arrested, and the painting was safely returned to the Louvre. Here's the truth. Before the theft, the Mona Lisa was not the most famous painting in the world. It was admired by art lovers, but it wasn't a global icon. However, the theft turned it into a superstar. The story of the stolen painting was so dramatic that newspapers around the world wrote about it for months. People became obsessed with the Mona Lisa, her mysterious smile, her history, and her incredible value. When the painting was returned to the Louvre, millions of people came to see it, and it has remained the most visited painting ever since. Now let's talk about money. How much is the Mona Lisa worth? In 1962, the painting was insured for $100 million, which, when adjusted for inflation, would be over $900 million today. But the truth is, the Mona Lisa is priceless. No one can buy it, no matter how much money they have. After the theft, the Louvre decided to protect the painting like never before. Today, the Mona Lisa is kept in a special case made of bulletproof glass. This glass controls the temperature and humidity to keep the painting safe. Here's the thing. The Mona Lisa isn't just famous because of its mysterious smile or its perfect details. It's also famous because of the stories behind it. The genius who painted it, Leonardo da Vinci. The mystery of the woman's identity. The dramatic theft that made it world famous. Now that we've talked about the genius Leonardo da Vinci, and the dramatic theft of the Mona Lisa, it's time to dive even deeper. There's so much more to this painting than just a mysterious smile or a theft story. Let me take you on a journey into the secrets, surprises, and little-known facts hidden inside the Mona Lisa. Get ready to be amazed, because this part will blow your mind. Have you ever looked at a painting and felt like the eyes were following you? That's exactly what happens with the Mona Lisa. No matter where you stand, her gaze seems to follow you around the room. But how is that possible? It's because Leonardo da Vinci used a technique called sfumato, which means soft in Italian. He blended the colors so smoothly that there are no hard lines. This makes her eyes look incredibly real, almost like she's alive. Some people even say the Mona Lisa knows your secrets because of the way she looks at you. Creepy, right? Now let's talk about her famous smile. It's not just a smile. It's a mystery. If you're feeling happy, her smile might look cheerful. But if you're feeling sad, it might look a little melancholic. It's like her expression changes based on your mood. How did Leonardo da Vinci create this effect? He used light and shadow in such a perfect way that her expression looks different depending on how you look at her. Some people even call it the Mona Lisa effect. Look closely at the background of the Mona Lisa. It's not just random hills and rivers. It's almost like a dream. The landscape is mysterious, with winding roads, bridges, and water that seem to go nowhere. One interesting fact is that the two sides of the background don't match. If you look carefully, the left side is lower than the right. This creates an illusion that adds to the painting's mystery. Some people believe the background represents the duality of life: happiness and sadness, reality and dreams. Here's where it gets really exciting. Over the years, experts have studied the Mona Lisa using advanced technology like X-rays and infrared cameras. And guess what? They've found some hidden details. 1. Changes in the painting. Leonardo made many changes to the Mona Lisa as he worked on it. For example, there's a hidden layer under her current smile that looks slightly different. 2. Letters in her eyes. Some researchers believe they've found tiny letters and numbers hidden in her eyes. These might be Leonardo's initials or secret codes. 3. No eyebrows or eyelashes. Have you noticed that the Mona Lisa has no eyebrows or eyelashes? Some people think Leonardo left them out on purpose to make her face look more timeless. The Mona Lisa has had a rough life. Besides being stolen, it's been through wars, revolutions, and even an attack. Here are some jaw-dropping moments from her history. During the French Revolution, the Mona Lisa was moved to a storage room to keep it safe from looters. In World War II, it was hidden in a secret location to protect it from the Nazis. In 1956, someone threw a rock at the painting, chipping a small part of it. Another person tried to spray paint it, but was stopped just in time. Thankfully, the Louvre now protects the Mona Lisa with bulletproof glass. Did you know the Mona Lisa has inspired music, movies, and even memes? Here are some fun examples. She's been featured in songs by famous musicians like Nat King Cole and Beyoncé. She's appeared in movies, TV shows, and even cartoons. Her image has been recreated in countless ways, from Lego art to coffee foam designs. This shows how much the Mona Lisa has become a part of our global culture. Now here's the big question. Why can't people stop talking about the Mona Lisa? It's not just about her beauty or her mysterious smile. It's about the stories, the history, and the emotions tied to her. The Mona Lisa is more than a painting. She's a symbol of art, mystery, and human creativity. Leonardo da Vinci poured his heart and soul into this masterpiece. And it shows. Even after 500 years, she still feels alive. That's why millions of people travel to Paris every year just to see her, even if it's only for a few seconds. The Mona Lisa is surrounded by mysteries, and over the years, people have come up with some crazy theories. Let's take a look at a few. 1. Is the Mona Lisa a self-portrait of Leonardo? Some experts believe that the Mona Lisa might actually be Leonardo da Vinci in disguise. When you compare his face to the Mona Lisa's, there are some similarities. Could it be that he painted himself as a woman to express both his masculine and feminine sides? 2. Who is she really? While most agree that the Mona Lisa is Lisa Gherardini, Some say she could be someone else entirely. A noble woman, a goddess, or even an imaginary person Leonardo created. Some theories suggest she represents the idea of eternal beauty rather than any one individual. 3. Hidden codes in the painting. Some people think Leonardo left secret messages in the Mona Lisa for future generations. Symbols in her eyes, the background, and even her clothing have been analyzed for hidden meanings. Could he have left clues about his inventions, discoveries, or personal beliefs? Think about this. The Mona Lisa is over 500 years old, but she still feels modern and relevant. Why is that? 1. Her universal appeal. The Mona Lisa's expression captures something we all experience. Emotions that are hard to explain. Whether you see happiness, sadness, or mystery in her face, you feel connected to her. She speaks to everyone, no matter where you're from or what language you speak. 2. Leonardo's genius techniques. Leonardo da Vinci was ahead of his time. He used science, math, and art together to create something no one had ever seen before. The Mona Lisa isn't just a painting. It's a masterpiece of human achievement. 3. Her global fame. The Mona Lisa has survived wars, thefts, and attacks, yet she remains one of the most recognized and celebrated pieces of art in the world. Her fame is a testament to the power of art to bring people together, the story of human creativity and perseverance, the connection she creates between people around the world. Owning the Mona Lisa would be like owning a piece of human history itself. What makes the Mona Lisa so special is how she inspires millions of people every year. She's not just a painting hanging in a museum. She's a reminder of what humans can achieve when they dream big. Leonardo da Vinci didn't paint the Mona Lisa for fame or fortune. He painted her because he loved his craft and wanted to create something meaningful. It took him 14 years to perfect this painting, with 12 years spent on her lips alone. His dedication shows us the value of patience and hard work. Even though he never got to see how famous his painting would become, his work changed the world forever. The Mona Lisa teaches us something powerful. Dream big and never stop learning. Leonardo was not just a painter. He was a scientist, inventor, and thinker. He showed us that curiosity and creativity have no limits. Be patient and stay dedicated. The Mona Lisa wasn't created overnight. It took years of hard work and attention to detail. Great things take time, and that's okay. Leave your mark on the world. Like Leonardo, we all have something unique to offer. Whether it's art, music, teaching, or any other passion, our work can inspire others for generations. The Mona Lisa isn't just a painting. She's a story, a symbol, and a masterpiece that connects us all. Every time you look at her, you're reminded of the genius of Leonardo da Vinci and the power of art to change the world. As you walk away from this story, ask yourself, what's my version of the Mona Lisa? What can I create that will inspire others? How can I leave my mark on the world? And that's the grand finale of the Mona Lisa mystery. I hope you loved every second of this journey and learned something new. Remember, the Mona Lisa is more than just a painting. She's a reminder of what we can achieve when we dream, work hard, and never give up. Thank you for joining me on this incredible journey. Now go out there and create your own masterpiece.